Now, the rest of the story. Ken Allen was a juvenile delinquent, a teenage troublemaker no detention center could hold. He escaped from them with such ease that authorities began calling Ken Houdini. For instance, June 13, Ken Allen broke out. It was not even known that he was missing until he was spotted in the neighborhood and apprehended. In response, security was increased. That didn't do it. July 24, Ken broke out again. After starting a fight with a fellow inmate, he fled and he was apprehended once more. But officials were bewildered. Nobody could guess how Ken was escaping. So they stepped up security again. They sentenced Ken to solitary for a few days. They hoped that that would do it. They hoped that nothing had been overlooked. But that street-smart 14-year-old was far from finished. For his jailers had examined every square inch of the facility for escapability. They had removed any potential aid. They had heightened the surrounding wall. They had electrified the fence. They'd even hired a fellow to go undercover to discover what Ken Allen was up to. The authorities had done everything reasonably possible to prevent another breakout. But they had not warned the maintenance crew to be extremely careful with their tools. And from one such careless worker, Ken ripped off a crowbar on August 12. He tossed it to a fellow inmate who then pried a window off its casement and... Well, you've guessed the rest. The main problem is, the minute Ken gets out, he causes trouble. He has thrown rocks at neighbors' windows and neighbors themselves. He has done thousands of dollars of property damage. In fact, he once managed to destroy an entire city-owned irrigation system and then flee before the police arrived. Officials have all but given up on Ken Allen. They've asked him what is his beef, but he just won't talk. They have provided counseling for him, but to no avail. They even tried to mollify him with a new color TV in his room, but you can still see it in Ken's eyes, that omnipresent urge to break out. Now, the experts sometimes blame a series of foster homes from which Ken was always running away, yet it's remembered that when he was a baby... When he was a little baby, he actually unscrewed the bolts that held his crib together and crawled off through the opening which he had made. In his early teens, he was uncontrollable. Now, among his peers, this brainy, brawny teenage delinquent has become somewhat of a folk hero. Others held in the same facility are trying to escape now, too, and authorities are calling Ken Allen the ringleader, even though they could hardly love him more. They've spent thousands trying to keep him in one place, but mostly because they fear he might hurt himself if he escapes. Ken Allen is 16 now, still trying to break out. They say that he is somehow convinced there is a wonderful life beyond the confines of the San Diego Zoo. I guess I didn't mention that Ken Allen is a 4'4", 245-pound orangutan. And now you know the rest of the story.